Thank you very much. I'll offer just an alternative if there's still some hesitation and maybe to avoid the redundancy based on Mr. Jallow's proposal initially, but to avoid the redundancy that the special rapporteur was mentioning, if we were to add a disclaimer, a clarification phrase at the end of the first part of the sentence, if we could say something at the end of the paragraph, just to be clear that these entities are not international organizations for the purposes or as understood in the present guidelines, since they're not established by an instrument governed by international law, something like that. And that would make it clear and alleviate any concerns. So we would keep the footnotes and add at the end of the paragraph, after footnote 51, these entities are not international organizations as understood for the purposes of the present draft guideline, since they are not established by an instrument governed by international law. I see no objection. Adopted, and the Secretariat has the text. So we can now either continue with paragraph 7 or go back to the pending issues. Maybe we go back to the pending issues. So the first one was still on draft guideline 1. The footnote that was revised concerning paragraph 5, which you have the text, footnote 12. That was to address the issue of the different references to municipal law, domestic law, national law. Monsieur Forteau, s'il vous plaît.